Welcome to Stutter Talk. I'm Roisin, and I'm here with my friend Sarah.
Hi, everyone.
And Sarah and I are actually filling in tonight for Eric and Pete, a little ladies' night on Stutter Talk.
Ladies' night.
To check out the website, you can go to www.stuttertalk.com. We have a whole bunch of videos and shows there. And this evening, the show is about the job search and its resulting stresses and successes with people who stutter. And I feel like Sarah and I both recently graduated from school, and we both have recently embarked on the process of the job search. Sarah, did you have any interesting experiences that you'd like to kind of share with us?
I do, Roisin. So to let everyone know, I graduated from college in May of 2009, so about a year ago. And I've had an interesting year, to say the least, I would say. So I'm going to take us back to a year ago, or even maybe a little further, when I was halfway through my senior year, realizing that what I was dreading the most in life in college throughout was getting a job. And it kind of became a reality that halfway through my senior year that I had to face. So, senior year, I had decided that what I would ideally like to do would probably be Teach for America. But when I was investigating the application process, it was a phone interview was the first stage. And as someone who successfully avoided the phone for probably how many years, Roisin? 20 years of my life. that just seemed so scary. And so despite really wanting to do Teach for America and going through with that, I decided not to. I had spoken to a speech therapist probably January of 2009, just because I hadn't ever spoken to a speech therapist before, probably since I was five. So anyway, he kind of began by asking me what I would want to do after college, what my job ambitions were. I was a finance major in college, and how stuttering was holding me back, or how I felt like it was holding me back. And I introduced the idea of Teach for America to him, and he said, why would you not go for it? And I wish I could say that I was kind of comfortable with my stuttering as I am right now, but at that point in time, that was just way too scary. I just felt like I was setting myself up for failure, mm-hmm. Doing the Teach for America route. And so despite wanting to do that, I didn't. And then I enrolled in an intensive program at AIS, and that's kind of where things have evolved and changed in how I feel, and I think I can speak for Roisin in this as well, how she feels about herself probably and associated with stuttering. And so then I was due to start a graduate program at Lehigh. And this graduate program was simply a means of me scrambling, trying to find a way to put off getting a job for yet another year, because I honestly was so scared to interview. I was watching my friends interview for jobs that I knew I was very competent and capable of getting, and I just didn't do it. And so it came to, after I went to AIS, I went back to the university I went to and started this program for a week. It wasn't even in a subject I was particularly interested in. It just happened to be a program I off a whim applied to. Started it, realized, this just isn't what I want to do. I purely signed up for this graduate program as a means of avoiding, as a means of putting off and delaying getting a job for yet another year. And so I decided to make a radical move, and I withdrew from the program. And I mean, I can't say that I felt entirely empowered, and I was very certain about that decision at the time, I was just even telling my friends and family that I stutter. I was coming to terms with a lot of different things. So on top of all of that, withdrawing from a graduate program and then, you know, not having anything to do was pretty scary. Mm-hmm. And so then I guess I started to kind of soul search, you could say. And I kind of really started asking myself, what is it that you really want to do? Because so far you have pretty much based your job, you know, experiences and applications based on if you felt like you could get past a certain round of interviews, you know, or stuttering wouldn't affect it, or you would be sitting in a back office so it would be fine. And so I decided, you know, I was a finance major in college and I am interested in it. And so I started to kind of search out options and whatnot in that area. And that's kind of where things began to get interesting in facing some adversity in the job search.
Can I ask you a quick question about your job search?
Of course.
When you withdrew from the program in graduate school and you decided to search for a job, had you decided before that you were going to be open about? I know that we've talked before that for a long time you were covert about stuttering and hiding it as much as you could. Right?
Correct.
So, had you decided before the job search that you were going to be open and advertise your stuttering, or had you not really figured it out completely?
At that point, I would say I probably hadn't figured it out yet. I think I would like to say that I, you know, was feeling good about myself and, you know, felt like it nothing could stop me, and so to speak. But I still think that I was really scared and I did probably try and hide it as much as I could.
Hmm. So how did it go?
Well, so I went through quite a long process. I through a family friend, I was able to intern at a financial firm in Philadelphia. You know, during the time where I was interviewing, so I wasn't doing entirely nothing, which was nice. But it was a tough time with the market the way it was. And so it took a while, and these job opportunities were kind of few and far between. And I had a lot of interesting experiences, primarily because most interviews these days begin with phone interviews. And again, this brings me back to my hesitations in doing Teach for America. And here I was faced with, you know, I was finally getting some interviews and I was excited about it, but then I was faced with having to phone interview for the first round and, you know, like a little voice in the back of my head was telling me to say, you know, it doesn't matter, just go for it, you know, kind of an empowering route. But for the most part, I was feeling really scared and questioning the fact that, wow, well, if I was the listener on the other end and if I was blocking, you know, on every word or so, how would I feel? So I was kind of conflicted.
Hey, friends of Stutter Talk. We've gotten some great volunteer help from our listeners. Some of our listeners have helped us with logos. We just had a listener who really helped us put together some great business cards. Right now, Stutter Talk would love to have one or two applications for iPod touches and for iPhones. So, if there are any listeners out there who have experience in coding such applications, please contact Stutter Talk, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com, because we've got some ideas for applications that we would like to see on iTunes.
I'll share a couple stories with you now about specific instances in my interview process. So one of the first interviews I got was for a finance position in the Philadelphia area, and it was a phone interview. And the phone interview she had emailed me to set up, which obviously I was very, very excited about, and she said it would last probably about 30 minutes. And so she called me during the day that she was and time she said she would, and we began. And I was particularly stuttery. I was blocking on almost every word, probably every other. And so it took me probably 5 whole minutes to say, I graduated from Lehigh University with a finance major. And so she, you know, she was very receptive and very nice lady, you know. And so I don't particularly blame her or anything. But regardless, the interview only lasted 10 minutes. I knew that was a big sign, especially when she ended it by saying, you know, Sarah, I think that what I'm going to do is keep your resume on file for maybe a position that's a little better suited for you. And, you know, if something like that comes along, I'll give you a call.
So patronizing.
Exactly. And so I hung up the phone, and this having been my first experience back from making such a radical move in withdrawing from a graduate program and whatnot, I was feeling pretty sad about that, probably to say the least. I remember feeling like, wow, well, if I get another phone interview, am I going to maybe ask for a special accommodation? Like, do I ask if, is there any way I can come in person? And do I say it's because I'm a stutterer and I feel like that would give me the most, fair form of interview. But then I just toyed with that idea and I figured that that probably wasn't the best route. And so I had a couple more phone interviews after that. And some kind of went sour, like the first, and then others, were pretty successful. I ended up getting a job offer here in New York that I was excited about, but it was the job was very client-facing, and it was meant a lot of phone time, and I would be talking all day. And it wasn't very finance-oriented, although it was for a financial company. And I was so excited about it. I loved my time in New York when I was in my intensive program, and I was excited to come back. But I just, and I know this is terrible because I wish that I could say that I was self-righteous and whatnot, but I just felt like I couldn't do it. I couldn't set myself up for failure, I guess is how I looked at it at that point. And so I turned down the offer. After that, kind of on another end of the spectrum, I got a job offer at a school to be an assistant.
Can I ask a question about the first job?
Yeah.
So when you turned down the job that had a lot of client-facing time, did you feel like that was an avoidance, or that was like a conscious decision to like kind of be kind to yourself? Like, I have to do what I'm capable of now. Or is that like, do you feel like it was running in fear, or was like a conscious choice?
I think it was a mix of both. In that interview specifically, I did advertise, although I wasn't particularly stuttery during the interview. And so I think that they kind of were like, oh, ha ha, okay, she stutters, sure. And so I think that they maybe didn't get the clearest picture of me. And I think that having such a tumultuous year emotionally, I wanted to be kind to myself, but there was a sense of avoidance in it. I'm torn because there's definitely a mixture of both.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you at now in your job search or job findings?
Well, I did just recently land a job in Washington, D.C., and I'll get to that in a minute. But prior to this, I was given yet another job offer at a school to be an assistant director of admissions. And that was very obviously client-facing and phone-focused and whatnot. And I turned that down. And so as much as I'd like to say right now I'm in a great spot, I have to look back at facts and notice that, you know, I am scared and still am. I'm only 2 weeks into my new job. It's going very well. It's with a investment consulting firm in the DC area. And this began with a phone interview as well, but one that I was very stuttery on, but they actually did give me a second interview. And when I went to their offices in DC, I met with five or six people that day and it went really well. I told everybody that I stutter during those interviews. I have since started, and yes, this job is not very client facing. It's more back end calculation type work. Mm-hmm. But I've told my team and my managers that I stutter. I've met a fellow stutterer in the office as well. And yeah. Well, we haven't talked about it yet. I feel like that might be, I don't think so many people are into discussing it as much as we are, Regina.
That's probably true.
But yeah, so it's a comfortable atmosphere. Everybody is really accepting, and so far so good.
That's cool.
And although I faced a lot of adversity, and I think a lot of stutterers will face adversity in the job search, depending on the field. I think that if you're persistent, it can work out for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good place to take a break, and then we'll pick it up when we come back.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Hey, this is Sarah DiAgostino from the National Stuttering Association, and I've got a riddle for you. What does Jimi Hendrix guitar and over 600 people who stutter have in common? Answer? They'll both be in Cleveland in 2010. Yes, it's the National Stuttering Association's 2010 conference this year in Cleveland, Ohio. It's July 7th through the 10th, and it is the premier meeting of people who stutter of all ages, including children, teens, and adults who stutter, as well as their parents, family members, and professionals in the industry. Check it out online on our website at www.westutter.org.
Hi, this is Michael Sheehan from Sheehan Associates in Washington, D.C., and you're listening to Stutter Talk.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Stutter Talk, Ladies Night. I'm Sarah, and I'm here with Roisin, and we're discussing the job process and the interview process as recent college graduates. And we're specifically talking about the, you know, adversity that a stutterer faces in the job search. So, Roisin, I would like to turn the spotlight over to you, I guess, because I've been rambling a little too long. I just kind of wanted to ask, as someone who just graduated this May, you're probably just delving into the process and getting, you know, into applications and whatnot. And I just wanted to ask how the process is going for you, and if you have any interesting stories you'd like to share.
Yeah, I certainly do have interesting stories to share. So for people who don't know, I graduated in May from NYU with a degree in nursing. My eyes just crossed, sorry. and so I have been, as of now, st- st- studying for the boards to become an RN. And those are happening in about 2 weeks. And in the meantime, because you can't really like get hired for a job until you're licensed. In the meantime, I'm applying for part-time jobs in like research or nursing or just jobs that would kind of prepare my resume a little bit for like a nursing job. So I actually had something really interesting happen about 2 weeks ago. I applied for a job in a research position at a nursing home. And the job entailed, it was research, but it was very clinically and patient-based. So the job basically entailed me interviewing residents of the nursing home about possible events of abuse. And it was, so I'll kind of take you through the interview and we'll tell the whole story. But so I walked in and I handed him my resume and a reference letter. And the employer looked over the letter, looked over the resume, and turned to me and said, "You're hired." But before he even asked me any questions, and I was like, "Let me first drop this little bomb on you before you try to hire me." So I kind of started out the interview by saying, "Well, before we start, before I run you through the my resume, I just want to let you know that I stutter. And if you have trouble understanding me, you want me to repeat something, or you have any questions about stuttering, I'm totally open to answering them. So please ask." And I immediately saw him kind of like pull back and pause. And it was him and two other women, and he was the head of the whole research division at this nursing home. So he was the one conducting the interview. So I heard him, I saw him pull back and pause. I was kind of like, okay, here we go. So, and he was like, "Well, do you know what this job entails?" And I said, yes, I know the job entails. I read the description and I was actually referred by a professor for this job. And he kind of said, "Well, the job entails interviewing clients and talking to patients all the time. Like, do you really think that with stuttering that you can do that?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I feel totally comfortable with that. I've worked with patients all through nursing school. During my internship, I was with patients, like 5 patients a day, doing assessments on patients." And we kind of moved through the interview, like went through my resume. Him and the two other women said again and again, like, "You're highly qualified. You have all this experience and you seem like you're really passionate about this job." And he kept kind of coming back probably like 8 or 9 times throughout the interview to like, "But do you really think that you can do this job because you stutter? And at the time, it was kind of an intense interview because I expected to be questioned, but I didn't expect to be grilled. But I appreciated it. I appreciated him asking me the questions as opposed to me walking out and him saying, "She's not capable," bam, but without giving me a chance to kind of advocate for myself. So I appreciated that. So I explained to him about stuttering, like what stuttering is. He asked me what kind of therapy we had. I told him that. He asked me if I could speak fluently if I wanted to. I told him I probably can't ever speak fluently, but I, you know, can I have no problem if someone is like, if someone is weirded out by stuttering or can't understand, I'd like to slow down and to explain stuttering and to speak as clear as I can. I have no problem. I'm not like, I have a pretty tough skin with that. I'm not going to like get intimidated or hurt if someone reacts in a weird way, because I've had older cognitively impaired patients react to like so many different things in different ways. So I'm prepared to like be fine with it. And so I basically walked out of the interview feeling like that was emotionally intense, but he at the end was like, "You're obviously qualified." I kind of made it seem like I'd made a good case for myself, as weird as that sounds. And I kind of walked out being like, and the other two women were like, "You're totally like, this guy needs to stop asking questions. Like, you're fine. This job is perfect for you, blah, blah, blah." So I walked out feeling exhausted, but kind of positive about the interaction. And he told me that he had the next day he would call and tell me like if I was being offered the job or not. But I will say that I was given the illusion now that I was going to be offered the job. And So the next day he called and he offered me a job. He kind of was really energetic and kind on the phone and didn't mention the job I applied for at all, and offered me a job in chart review, which is basically sitting behind a computer all day and putting in notes into a system. And it doesn't really, in my opinion, I'm overqualified for that job, and it's not the job that I applied for. So I asked him about the job that I applied for, and he basically refused to talk about that job and said, well, no, this job is more important. We want you for this job. This job is like much more important than the other job. And this is better. This is better. And was kind of like in like an insecure way. I mean, I understand, like, he couldn't be honest with me and say, we can't hire you because you stutter. Because to my knowledge, that's against the law. That's basically, and then if you wait, what he said, though, that you're highly qualified. My only concern is the way you speak. So I told him that I would need some time to think about the chart review job, especially since he wouldn't discuss the other job with me, and I would call him back. So the next day I called him back and basically said that I'm really interested in this other job that I applied for. So if I could hear more about that, then I would love to hear more about whether it's still available. And again, I refused to talk about the job. So I basically said to him that I was really interested in the job that I originally applied for, and I would love to hear back from him about that job, but I'm going to turn down this job I was being offered.
Wow, Roisin, that is pretty awesome to me, because it's kind of a gamble, you know,
yeah.
Because that was a sure thing kind of job, and you kind of turned it down. I don't know. To me, that's awesome. Woohoo, go you!
It didn't really feel so great.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it felt empowering in the sense that I was like, I'm not gonna. It felt empowering because a year ago. In that interview, when he first questioned about stuttering, he was asking me, like, how can you talk to patients? Like, what if people make fun of you? What, like, these really, really personal questions. Like, if you want to speak fluently, like, why aren't you trying to work harder on it? Like, really personal questions that didn't really emotionally get to me, where last year I would have, like, emotionally collapsed if someone even asked me about stuttering in an interview.
Right.
So that was, like, I recognize that, you know?
Mm-hmm. So may I ask how you handled the situation from there after you turned down that job? You know, how did you feel after you hung up the phone? What were your preceding kind of steps?
After I hung up the phone, I was kind of shocked, actually, because I really believed that after all of that, like, kind of healthy discussion about stuttering and me, like, doing what I thought was my best attempt to, like, advocate for myself and explain to him, make him and help him understand stuttering, that he still obviously didn't really, or maybe he understood it, but he was, whatever. I felt shocked, and I felt shocked on one hand, but really not shocked. I was like, yeah, like, this is exactly what is going to happen my whole life. It was kind of reverted back to, like, my old thoughts about, like, you're right. He's right. Like, I'm not capable of this job. That was on one hand, that was like 10%, but 90% was just, like, shocked and, like, angry. And angry that, like, I wanted to do something else. Like, how else can I, like, I kind of, accepted that I kind of decided that I didn't want to work at this place because they weren't being fair and honest. If they were honest with me about the situation, then I would have been a little more, you know. So basically, I decided to write him a letter. And I just sort of kind of like a little like emotional, a little too emotional looking back on it. But wrote him a letter just saying that I really appreciate your honesty in the interview and your questions, but I think I have reason to believe that I wasn't hired for this job that I'm capable of and qualified for because of how I speak. And I think that that's a mistake and that I'm capable of this job. And I kind of explained stuttering a little bit. And basically at the end said that I'm sorry this didn't work out, but I hope that for future applicants, you like consider this situation. And that was kind of the end of the, and he didn't respond. I don't know if he could respond to that. You know, it wasn't really asking for a response.
It's a tough situation.
But I kind of said I had to have like the last word almost in that situation. So that was how it ended.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably have felt the same way as you, you know, entering an interview, having such a great reference. I think, I'm not sure who referred you, but it was someone pretty reputable. Mm-hmm. And to have an interviewer react as he did with, oh, you're hired type thing, you know, and then to go from there to where it ended, I would be pretty pissed.
Yeah, it was pretty pissed.
to say it nicely. I don't know. So that's great.
I was pissed. And then I after that whole, like the whole drama had unfolded and like the whole like emotional high and adrenaline rush about advocating for myself had ended. It was just kind of like, and it was recently. So it's still, and now I'm kind of looking for like a full-time year-round job as an RN. So it's like the big game now. And it's still lingering as like I'm questioning how I advertise. I'm questioning if I should advertise. Because I really felt like I advertised in the beginning of the interview and I was immediately put in a box. About everything that he'd known about stuttering. Because when I advertised, I didn't even stutter to him when he first heard me advertise. So it wasn't about me communicating. It was about what he thought about people who stuttered. And what he thought was obviously not positive. And it, like, I spent the whole interview trying to get back to the starting line after that. And that was, for me, raised a lot of questions of like, am I going to have to face this at every step of the way in every job that I apply for?
I think you brought up a really interesting point about the appropriateness of advertising, when, kind of how in interviews, do you do it initially right off the bat? Which is, I think, the route that you took. And I think that it maybe opened a door for this man who was particularly fixated on it to maybe obsess about it a bit. And kind of your whole interview was constantly being referred back to stuttering, I felt like, in hearing your story. I don't know. I've tried a few different things. I've interviewed in the beginning. I've kind of slid it in there in the middle, trying, you know, so I set it for myself, but maybe didn't even pick up on it. I don't know. Sometimes I've set it in the end. And so I don't know. How do you feel about how you chose to advertise in that situation? Do you feel like if you were faced with that situation again,
pouring some more wine.
would you do it the same way you did, essentially, or is this going to make you think twice about advertising in the future?
So I immediately after, and a week or two after, I was thinking like, and I talked to my parents about it, who were really supportive. I talked to my friends about it, just to kind of get insight on like, how should I do, like, what's the most effective way for me, and looking out for myself in an interview. Like, should I hide my stuttering and then when I get a job, like, I stutter, guess what? You know? Or should
Don't
I
do
be
that.
Totally open about it and risk someone, one person who's, like, prejudiced, like a nurse manager, not hiring me? Or should I, like, be really casual about it? Like, I had a lot of questions. I had a lot of negative thoughts about advertising after this. About advertising at all, but about, like, I went into the interview process thinking, like, everyone accepts stuttering. And I'm like, I know I'm young and I just kind of started advertising and I was in school and it worked for me in school really, really well in the hospital. But I thought that like, once I say I stutter to someone, they just get it and they understand that it's just the way I talk and it's not like a reflection of my intelligence and I'm capable and I'm confident. And I think that I like can't always control how people perceive me. So that was my first kind of rebound thought, was like, everyone perceives this negatively. So I have to like be really careful about who I tell.
Okay.
I kind of pulled back from that, you know, because that's
mentality,
not reality,
you mean?
Right?
Okay.
That's not like who I am. And I actually talked to one of my mentors from school, the dean of the nursing school, who wrote me the reference actually, and I asked her, like, I told her about the situation. And I asked her, like, if you were interviewing me, what would make you feel comfortable with the fact that I stutter. And she kind of reacted like, this is outrageous. Like, your approach to stuttering and your approach to how you, like, live has always served you well. And, like, and you're successful and you stand out as that and, like, go with that. And, like, you're obviously going to meet people along the way who are going to be, who are going to, like, mistakenly analyze you in a certain way. And that's just going to be the reality, but you need to, like, do what you do and do how you feel comfortable. And be, like, act in a way that makes you feel like who you are. And that was kind of recently, and that was a huge release for me. Like, someone so reputable in the field, not that really matters, but, like, I had been hearing, like, well, maybe hide it. Maybe when you're interviewed, like, do this, do that. Like, maybe it's worth it to hide it and then talk about it. Like, if someone's pregnant, they can hide that. If someone has cancer, they can hide that. So you can hide this too. And I was like, but it's not cancer. It's stuttering. It's different. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
So that was really relieving. So I think now I'm kind of going into the big job search with, like, a positive attitude about it. But like you were saying before, like, in the first half of the show, that I think that, like, I've accepted that there's a certain amount of adversity that I'm going to have to face. And if I can accept that and, like, rise up to that, then, like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's pretty situational too. I think that, you know, it could be maybe the first opportunity that you come across in the near future that you're interviewing with somebody who gets it, who is totally cool with it, who thinks you're, who realizes how good of a communicator you actually are, because you're a great communicator.
Thank you.
Sure. And you know, just looks beyond it. Mm-hmm. I think that I kind of ran into similar things when I was early on in the, you know, my phone interview process in the fall, when my mom asked me one day, you know, and yeah, I'm not going to delve into this or make this about that. But she said, you know, Sarah, I'm watching you doing these phone interviews and stressing about them and stuttering through them. But, you know, why don't you just go back to how you used to hide it as in stuttering. And I think it'll work well for you. And so, I mean,
I
love my mom, and, you know, she didn't mean it in that way. We talked about it afterwards and kind of sorted it through, and she said she's sorry, and she didn't mean it in that way. But her initial reaction like that was honestly maybe my initial reaction when I was being declined from a couple phone interviews that went poorly, and quote unquote poorly. And I had a ton of disfluencies or stutters and whatnot, and I was fine with it, because in my current life I'm not hiding it. I'm not necessarily using speech tools. And so that was me. But I just think that you know, not to make the show about advertising entirely, but that it's just how you approach the advertising, how if you're confident, if how you feel about it, how you slip it in there, or how you boldly say, you know, hey, this is me, I stutter, but I'm still qualified because of X, Y, and Z. And so I think that's kind of the important route to take. Yeah. In my experience, at least.
Yeah. I mean, and my parents, not my parents, but I sort of have gotten a lot of similar reaction of like, well, I'm not saying you should hide this for the rest of your life, but if you can hide it and you've been facing adversity in interviews, then hide it in the interview. Like, take that 20 minutes and just hide it so you can get the job, and then you can be whoever you want to be. Just hide it for that. And I think that I understand why people say that, because it's not... It's so hard to explain how that feels to hide it, even for an interview,
mm-hmm.
Like how you feel like 2 feet tall and like locked in like a cement box when you're trying to hide, stuttering. But I think it's like a fine balance between like deciding that it's totally worth it to be open and be who you are, and you also have to like pay your rent and have a job. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to choose between the two. I'm not saying if you open, you can't get a job at all. But like for me, that's like kind of like I really want to be, and I am gonna. It's painful for me to not be who I am. So I'm gonna advertise and be open. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's still like this stressor of like, it's like some people are not gonna respond in the way that you want them to respond.
That's true. I think that's a reality of life. And I mean, I don't want to make the show sound like we've had these negative experiences, you know, over and over again, and there's no hope for anyone who stutters to have a job out there, because trust me, it happens. But I think that it's important to share these experiences, to try and relate, and to try and, you know that you're not the only one out there. I just think that's really important. And I think that we just have to reiterate that it's like stuttering and getting a job, you know, it's doable. And I think that it's a lot in your hands. After my many interviews, I've realized that it's how you approach it, how you're feeling about it, and I've personally evolved throughout this last year tremendously. And I think that how I feel about myself, and that includes with stuttering, not separate, that in turn that success is transferred into my interviewing as well. And I think that as soon as I kind of snap to it and realize, you know what, Sarah, like you're just as qualified as Joe Schmo, and you need to get in there and tell them that you stutter a few times so they know. But maintain eye contact, you know, make sure you're getting your point across, and just be pretty firm and confident about it, and you're fine.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to add one little thing off of that, because this Stutter Talk episode is hosted by women this evening. My mom made a really good point when I asked her about this. I said to her, like everyone was telling me, like, call him back, tell him you deserve this job. He said he'd be discriminatory. And I was like, I don't want to have to intimidate my way into jobs. I want to be offered jobs. And she said to me, Rasheen, men call up companies and ask and say, give me this job and I will prove to you I can do this job all the time. And they say, give me a chance. And they say, you have to give me a chance. Like, this might be a little inappropriate, but like, Like a lot of women don't feel comfortable like being like, I deserve this job, give me this job. Mm-hmm. But men do it all the time. So do that. So the women out there, do that. And it was just interesting, beyond stuttering, just like that, it like you can call up, you can respond and say, let me prove to you that I can do this job. You might not think I can do it now, but like, let me prove to you. And if I can't, then fine. But let me prove to you that I can do this job.
I think that's a great point. I think that's a great mentality to have. And it's kind of how you have to feel in order to be comfortable with yourself and comfortable with interviewing for that position.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of a good place to end it, you know?
I think so too. I think we covered a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So thank you everyone for my first appearance on Stutter Talk.
Yeah, this is our first time. Very exciting for her.
Hope it's not my last.
Yeah.
And it was great to talk to my great, great friend Rasheen as well. So yeah.
I'm not really sure how to end the show, but thanks for listening.
Yeah, we're going to continue Ladies Night outside of Stutter Talk now. So thank you for listening, and make sure to check out www.stuttertalk.com for more blogs and more information. And we will talk to you soon. Thank you.